All right, let's talk baseball now. Cuba's most famous baseball team, the Industriales, will face stiff competition this weekend. On Saturday, they'll play some of their former teammates who defected from Cuba. So for our quiz, try to guess where will this baseball reunion take place. We can tell you it's not in Cuba. They'll be playing in the U.S. Now, you might say Yankee Stadium, since the Industriales are nicknamed the Yankees of Cuba. Miami is also a good guess, but the game has already prompted protests from anti-Castro groups there. They see the baseball diplomacy as propaganda for Cuba. So the games have been shifted to a high school field on the west coast of Florida. It's a city that's home to the Rays, Buccaneers, the Rowdies, and the Lightning, and it's a baseball haven during spring training season. The Answer Sports Fans is coming up in a minute. You're listening to The World from PRI, Public Radio International.
The World is brought to you by PRI, with help from Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. It's all at Lumosity.com.
I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The baseball team nicknamed the Yankees of Cuba is in town for a series. Not our town. Your job was to guess which American city. The team is the Industriales. They're baseball old-timers from Havana, and they're picking on guys their own age, a team of Cuban-American all-star defectors in. Well, let's ask Peter Bjarkman. He writes about Cuban baseball. Peter, where is this game happening?
Well, actually, they're going to play a couple of games this weekend in Tampa because they had some difficulty arranging a game in Miami. I understand now they will play a third game in Fort Lauderdale, but the first two games will be this weekend in Tampa.
Right. Tampa, Florida is the answer to the GeoQuiz. Somebody down there is going to have a Tampa this weekend. So when these two very different teams will be showing up on Saturday, what do you think will be going through the players' heads? It's not like, you know, the Cubans will defect here and expect to be snatched up by the majors. It's too late for
that. No, these are all veteran players whose playing careers are over. Actually, one of them, Enrique Diaz, just retired this past year after 26 seasons in the Cuban League. He's the all-time base hits leader, so he's kind of the Pete Rose as far as the record book is concerned. But
wow,
these are all guys whose playing careers are behind them. And, you know, I think the big attraction for them coming up here, in addition to getting to see Miami and travel outside of Cuba, which Cubans don't get a chance to do very often, this for them is more or less a reunion with some of these guys that, you know, who now live in Miami, who they either played with or played against, you know, in the 1990s, or even in some cases going back into the 1980s and 1970s, because some of these guys actually go back that far.
I mean, the decision to leave Cuba, to defect, is a big personal and political decision. Will that be a source of tension? I mean, it'll be like the baseball players who left and found fame and big bucks, and those who stayed in Cuba and only perhaps found fame on the island.
Yeah, no, but, you know, the players understand it is a very personal decision, and it's usually not so much a political decision as it is an economic decision and an athletic one, a chance, you know, those who have left have wanted to maybe try to test their skills at a higher level and play against the very best in the major leagues, and a few of them, Jose Contreras, who pitched recently in the majors, in fact, was still on the roster with the Pirates this year at the beginning of the season. He's one of the players who will be playing with the Cuban-American team. Well, players like that are very well respected. They keep in touch with their former teammates in Cuba. There's a great, you know, atmosphere between the two sides, and I don't think there's any bitterness involving, you know, and the fact that some have left and some have stayed. It's a very personal decision.
I gather some games had to already be canceled due to local Miami anti-Castro groups that see the baseball diplomacy as unwelcome.
Well, yes, they originally were going to try to play in Miami, and apparently there was some pressure from some of those, you know, very active anti-Castro groups who see any interaction with particularly baseball, baseball players who very much were the face and the image of the Castro government in Cuba, from allowing them to use facilities and play in Miami. So the games had to be rescheduled into Tampa, but not actually in Miami itself.
I gather they're playing on a high school field in Tampa. I mean, why doesn't Major League step up and give them a field? I mean, these are important players in the league.
That's a good question. You know, I probably, like everything else with the major leagues, they don't feel that this would be economically very viable. I mean, that's not going to draw that many fans. You know, why would the major leagues just, you know, donate one of their fields for an amateur game? That usually doesn't happen, you know, whether it's Cubans or anyone else. But, Yeah, they'll be playing on a high school field, and you know, very interestingly, this for many of those Cuban players, that'll be a very nice field because many of the fields they play on in Cuba, even in the top Cuban league, are really very substandard by our North American standards.
Yeah, Major League should, you know, like they should give away some cerveza and sell mojitos for a dollar, and they'd clean up.
Yeah, well, the Cuban ballparks aren't very commercial. People do bring in soda and beer and rum to the ballparks, but there's very little in the way of concession stands in the parks themselves. Baseball is not very commercial down there. There's no advertisements on the scoreboards. There's no advertisements on the outfield walls. Political slogans occasionally, but the focus is very much on the baseball and the baseball only, which is one of the attractions for me. It's like going to a minor league game here in the U.S. back in the 1940s.
That's cool. Cuban baseball aficionado Peter Bjarkman blogs at baseballdecuba.com. Peter, great to speak with you. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me on.